Good morning, church. It's good to see all of you. As we said, it's Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. So it's always the last Sunday in May. And set aside to remember the fallen veterans, the men and women who have died for our country, who served and died as to remember all of them. So our country has come through a lot of wars, hasn't it? And we've got a lot of servicemen even now who are going to war on our behalf so that we here at home live in relative freedom. We have the freedom that we don't really deserve, but we have it because our men and women go and fight for us and take care of the wars that are going on. So I just want to, do we have any veterans here today that are serving or that have served in the armed forces? I know we have some that are usually here. They're gone today. So I just want to just recognize them so I'm just going to go to the Lord in prayer before we get started here. Father, I thank you today that you do watch out for us, that you care for us. So, Father, I thank you that you're allowing us to live in freedom here in the United States. Lord, that we don't have to wonder if somebody's going to come in and say you can't worship the Lord God anymore because we don't want you to. Thank you, Father, that we have our freedom of worship, our freedom to come together and share this time each week, Father, with you, with the church. So, Lord, I lift up just the families of our fallen men and women who have served our country so valiantly. Father, it's a hard thing, and we just ask, Father, for your love and protection and comfort for them at this time. Father, as we look at your word today, I ask, Father, that you'll just minister to us. Father, I'll just ask that you'll speak through me this morning, Lord, that I won't get in your way, and Lord, that we'll have ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've entitled the message today, "What Can I Do for You, Lord?" So instead of getting up each day and say, "What are you going to do for me today, Lord?" I think it's important that we ask the Lord, "What can I do for you today?" You know, last week we talked about the Holy Spirit and how He is there to help us through everything that we go through. He's there to help us all the time. That's why the Holy Spirit was given. That's why Jesus left. He said, "I'm leaving so that the Holy Spirit will come, so that God will send the Holy Spirit down to you." And so we've got that to go with. And so if we ask the Lord each morning, "What can I do for you, Lord?" It'll make a difference in our life. I want to go back to start today in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel is talking about the kings, and this is actually the account of David after he, 1 Samuel 7. 1 Samuel 7, we're going to begin with verses 1 and 2, probably go down through 17. So, I'm in the wrong chapter. Here we go. King David, this is right after he brought the ark back to Jerusalem. So you all know about the Ark of the Covenant and how it was used for they took it with them everywhere they went, and it was carried the Ten Commandments in it. Ark of the Covenant did, and so they were bringing it to Jerusalem, and the oxen stumbled. You remember the story where Uzziah was, he put out his hand to keep it from coming off the cart, and it angered the Lord, and he died from doing that. And then it stayed there at the house of Obed-Edom for a while, and then now David decided it's time to bring the ark back to Jerusalem. So he brings it back with rejoicing. They had a big celebration when they brought the ark back to Jerusalem, and it's returned there. And then after that all happened, in chapter 7 of 1 Samuel, this is I don't think I'm in the right place. This is not what I'm looking for. Let me try 2 Samuel. I might have written that down wrong. There we go. Go to 2 Samuel. Sorry. I wrote down 1 Samuel in my notes here, and things weren't looking right at all. 2 Samuel. So in 2 Samuel here is where David he came back, and he built himself a place to live. And he wanted to build a place for them to worship, a place to put the Ark of the Covenant. So in chapter 7, in verse 1, it says, after the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, here I am living in a palace of cedar while the Ark of God remains in a tent. So Nathan replied to the king, whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you. But as you'll notice as we go on here, that's not really what the Lord wanted. But David, he wanted to do something for the Lord. So he asked the Lord, well, you know, what can I do this? Can I do this for you? Can I build a palace, a place for the Ark of the Covenant to stay, to belong? And so that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says, are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? Have I not dwelt in a house from the day I brought... I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says, I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men of the earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men. My love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. And Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation that he received from the Lord. So Nathan told David had asked the Lord, can I do this for you? And then the Lord, through the prophet Nathan, told him, no, you're not the one who's going to build me a palace. You're not the one to make a place for the ark. It will be your son who does that for you. And then as I was looking at Scripture to figure out how can we then, as we walk with the Lord, ask Him daily, what can I do for you today? The first thing that I also have a Sarah Young. I think it might be a different one than Jamie had. But this one's Jesus Calling, and I had a little thing here that I want to share with you this morning. It says, I found it because it's for the date of May 27th, and that it says, seek my face at the beginning of your day. This practice enables you to put me on or wear me throughout the day. Most people put on clothes soon after arising from bed. Similarly, the sooner you put me on by communicating with me, the better prepared you are for whatever comes your way. To wear me is essentially to have my mind, or to think like me, to think my thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit to control your thinking. Be transformed by this renewal within you. Thus you are well equipped to face whatever people and situations I bring your way. Clothing your mind in me is your best preparation for each day. This discipline brings joy and peace to you and those around you. So wear the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Put Him on in the morning when you get up, like your clothes. And we could have went to the armor, when you put on the whole armor of God. I've talked about that before as well. Put on the armor of God every day so that you're able to stand against the enemy. But let's go to Psalms 27. Psalms 27 is a psalm of David. I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but there's just a few verses here I'd like to share with you, beginning with verse 4. So one thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of You, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. So, there's some verses there that talk about seeking the face of the Lord every morning. Seeking His face, learning, getting to know Him, putting Him on, and wearing Him through the day. Next, let's go to Romans chapter 13. This one also talks about clothing ourselves with Jesus, putting Him on. Romans 13. Romans 13, 14. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So Romans is a good book to learn how to live for Jesus. But it's talking about clothing ourselves and putting Jesus on each day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 also, just flip over a couple more pages there to 1 Corinthians 2. It's got a couple verses there that all talking about the same thing. Verses 10 to 16. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So, as we spend time in the Word, as we spend time with the Father each morning, we gain and learn the mind of Christ. We learn to walk in His ways and do what He wants. And then, and just on over a little farther in Colossians chapter 3. I want to go there for also this morning. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 3, and this is in my Bible is entitled Rules for Holy Living. I want to begin in verse 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, holiness, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That song we sing, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Do everything you do in the name of Jesus. As we walk with Him, as we learn to walk with Him every day and ask that question, what can I do for you today, Father? What a difference. Instead of asking, what can you do for me today? Because we expect the blessings of God because of His Word. He tells us that He's going to bring those. But we need to come to the place where we ask Him, what can I do for you today? You know the verse in Romans 12 where we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's in Romans 12, chapter 2. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And that's how we renew our minds, by spending time with Jesus Christ. So as we wrap up today, just remember to ask the Lord each morning, what can I do for you today? Instead of, what can you do for me? If you have any prayer needs today, well, we'd love to pray with you. And if we have anyone who's never accepted the Lord as your Savior, we'd love to help you through that as well, so that you can become a child of God and walk with Him. We're going to wait for Jen a little bit, aren't we? Does anybody have a testimony this morning while we're waiting for Jen to come down? What's the Lord been doing in your lives? My knee is all healed. Thank you for your prayers for that. It was a tough go for several weeks there, but everything's doing well now, so thank the Lord for that. There are a few needs in the bulletin, so remember to pray for them this week as you go to your prayer time. Just keep that for your daily prayer reminders.